This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Russia's government coronavirus task force Wednesday reported a record number of daily COVID-19 deaths for the second straight day amid a slow vaccination rate and reluctance by leaders to tighten restrictions. The government task force reported 984 COVID-19 deaths over the past 24 hours. The country has repeatedly marked record daily death tolls over the past few weeks as infections soar to near all-time highs, with 28,717 confirmed new cases reported on Wednesday. The Kremlin has attributed the surge in new infections and deaths to a lagging vaccination rate. Russia's prime minister said Tuesday that about 43 million Russians, about 29% of the country's nearly 146 million people, are fully vaccinated. President Vladimir Putin has emphasized the need to speed up the vaccination rate, but has also cautioned against forcing people to get the shots by applying administrative pressure. The World Health Organization Wednesday announced 26 scientists have been named to a new advisory body devoted to understanding the origins of COVID-19 and other future outbreaks. The group includes scientists from the United States and China, as well as 24 other countries. It's set to consider not only the big unresolved question of the COVID-19 pandemic, which is how did it first infect humans, but it will also establish a framework for dealing with future outbreaks. The announcement comes more than 6 months after the conclusion of a WHO-led mission to China to explore the origins of the pandemic. More on that and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The International Energy Agency said Wednesday that global investment in renewable energy needs to triple over the next decade to meet the goal of reducing carbon emissions set out in the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement. In its annual World Energy Outlook report, the UN Energy Agency says the growth of renewable energy sources such as wind, solar, and hydropower continues to lag far behind the continued use of fossil fuels, including coal-powered plants, which would defeat the goal of reaching net zero carbon emissions by 2050. The 2015 Paris Accords call for cutting carbon emissions to limit the increase in global temperatures to 1.5 degrees Celsius, higher than pre-industrial levels. Representatives of more than 200 countries will gather for the 26th UN Climate Change Conference, known as COP26, from October 31st to November 12th in Glasgow, Scotland, to discuss new targets. The White House said Wednesday three of the nation's largest consumer goods carriers, Walmart, FedEx, and UPS, along with the busiest U.S. port, the Port of Los Angeles, are beginning or at least moving toward 24/7 service, meaning service round the clock. Those moves are designed to clear up backlogs created by disruptions in the nation's supply chain. The announcement came as U.S. President Joe Biden hosted what the White House called a virtual roundtable with representatives from the shipping companies, retailers, and port workers' unions to discuss ways to move goods around the country faster. As the nation emerges from the pandemic, many U.S. industries have experienced difficulties obtaining raw materials and retailers receiving finished products in their stores. White House officials say much of the problem is driven by increased demand from consumers as shippers get back up to speed after shutting down for at least part of the pandemic. Officials in Hong Kong Wednesday suspended classes, stock market trading, and government services as a major typhoon descended on the city. Government weather forecaster, the Hong Kong Observatory, said heavy rain brought by Typhoon Kompasu led to flooding in low-lying areas and urged residents to take precautions. The observatory is forecasting the storm is set to pass south of Hong Kong across the northern portion of the South China Sea toward China's southern island province of Hainan, and then make landfall in northern Vietnam. And Hurricane Pamela has been downgraded to a tropical storm just hours after making landfall on Mexico's Pacific coast on Wednesday. Pamela was a Category 1 hurricane when it hit land earlier today. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.